Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining me by phone from the Flathead is John Zoltek. John is the music director and conductor of the Glacier Symphony Orchestra. Great to talk with you once again, John.
Yeah, same here.
Well, it's been a little while. Summer activities, of course. You had your big summer pops concert earlier in the summer, but you have your arguably largest week of music coming up starting tomorrow, the big festival Amadeus, a full week's worth of concerts, and not only big evening concerts for the public, chamber and orchestral concerts, but activities for students and other opportunities for the community to participate in this big festival. I understand it's the 9th season now.
That's correct. This is our 9th season. Once again, very excited about this summer's lineup of guest soloists and programming and lots going on. It's really been a very successful and enjoyable endeavor for the Glacier Symphony to be promoting and involved in. It's been very good for us as an organization, and the community loves it. And most of it is focused in the town of Whitefish, where the festival originated in 2008. But now we also do run-out chamber concerts to the town of Big Fork, which is very nice as well for those folks that live a little closer to Flathead Lake.
Well, we'll have a little bit of time to go into some of the detail about the various concerts. There are many to choose from, starting tomorrow night, Monday, and running all the way through the big finale concert on Sunday, August 14th, talking about Festival Amadeus, which takes place in the Flathead Valley. So you have the Fry Street Quartet returning once again to Festival Amadeus and some other fine musicians to join you and some different instruments this year.
Well, that's right. Every summer I try to bring in a number of different musicians as guest soloists and people that perform the chamber music concerts and also appear with the Festival Amadeus Orchestra for various concerti. So it's always new, and the choice of instrumentation, of course, just go with the ebb and flow of who I invite and how that turns out to be. And actually, this summer, we have a slightly different focus. We have three people that play wind instruments. We have the marvelous flutist So-Yoon Kim from New York. She's a member of the Chamber Society of Lincoln Center. She's an amazing musician and a wonderful performer and very, very seasoned young professional who was here playing with the Glacier Symphony in November. She played the Christopher Rouse Flute Concerto, which was an amazing, very large, intense, contemporary flute concerto for full orchestra. But during the festival, she'll be playing Baroque works, also performing with the Fry Street Quartet when they do the chamber music concert. So that'll be a delightful evening of music for string quartet and flute. Along with So-Yoon Kim, we also have two other wind specialists. We have the fine Russian clarinetist Maxim Strykov, who is going to be performing in a duo concert with the pianist Misuzu Tanaka. And Misuzu was born in London, and she's currently residing in the U.S. She's an excellent, excellent pianist. And Maxim is an extraordinary clarinetist who, in addition to playing the chamber music concert duo with Misuzu on piano, he will also be playing the masterful work, the Clarinet Concerto by Mozart, on Saturday evening's concert. And finally, our third wind player would be Mary Elizabeth Bowden, who is a wonderful young trumpet virtuoso. Very much looking forward to hearing her. She's a Baroque specialist and also plays a number of contemporary works on her chamber program. Those are the three wind players, flute, clarinet, and trumpet being featured this year. And we also have, as I mentioned, Misuzu Tanaka is a fabulous pianist. We also have another pianist, Stephen Buse, who is going to be playing the Schumann Piano Concerto, one of the great works of the early Romantic era. That will happen on the finale concert on Sunday evening. And Stephen will be playing the chamber music concert with Mary Elizabeth Bowden, works for trumpet and piano solo. So we have quite an interesting assortment of guest musicians this year.
John, I'll mention, too, that we will have some of these artists featured both in their recordings on Morning Classics this coming week. The Strykov-Tanaka duo will be live with us on Morning Classics on Friday, performing music for clarinet and piano from Studio B here at Montana Public Radio. We're very excited about that. So talk about maybe a few highlights of some of these concerts. You mentioned doing quite a bit of Baroque music this year and some of those wonderful concerti featuring those instruments. So you mentioned the Mozart clarinet, for example.
Well, right now, what's on the schedule for Whitefish is three chamber music concerts and four orchestra concerts. One of those four orchestra concerts will be the Baroque Night that happens on Friday. So I'll just take you through the schedule of events. The festival opens Monday evening with the first chamber night featuring the Strykov Tanaka duo, that's clarinet and piano, and they'll be playing a number of works from the French composer Poulenc to a number of actually fairly unknown composers from the Latin American world. So that's going to be a very interesting program. Clarinet and piano, that's Monday evening. Chamber Night 2 on Tuesday evening will feature the Fry Street Quartet with flutist Soyun Kim, and the Fry Quartet will be featuring the great Bartok String Quartet number 5. That's going to be an amazing piece. With Soyun, they'll be playing the Mozart Flute Quartet number 1 in D major, and an interesting work called A Night Piece for Flute and String Quartet by early 20th century composer Arthur Foote. So a very, very interesting program focusing on Mozart and Bartok with a shorter piece by Foote. Wednesday night will be our first orchestra night. This will be an amazing concert featuring Misuzu Tanaka in the wonderful Piano Concerto No. 9 by Mozart, considered really his first great masterpiece and model of the classical concerto. Many historians actually consider it that. This is the famous Junome Concerto. That will be performed by Misuzu Tanaka and the Festival Amadeus Orchestra. Also on the program, Schubert's Lyrical Symphony No. 5 in B major, which is a lovely piece, very, very delightful. That will be Wednesday night. Chamber music nights continue Thursday night with Music for Trumpet and Piano featuring Mary Elizabeth Bowden and pianist Stephen Buse. This is going to be a very intense program with all kinds of music ranging from Mozart. Mary will be playing a very interesting rendition of the Queen of the Night aria from Magic Flute transcribed for trumpet and piano. So we'll hear everything from Mozart through Samuel Barber. Samuel Barber, a piano sonata, will be played by Stephen Buse, and Mary and Stephen will be combining in a number of works for trumpet and piano as well. So that'll be quite an extraordinary concert. That's Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday and Sunday will be three orchestra concerts in a row. Friday night will be the Baroque Extravaganza, which will essentially be a program full of Baroque concerti from C.P.E. Bach, J.S. Bach, Marcello, Albinoni, and Vivaldi. This will be performed by a small Baroque ensemble with a harpsichord featuring Soyun Kim on flute and Mary Elizabeth Bowden on Baroque trumpet. I'll be conducting that night as well. So that's the first of the last three concerts on Friday night. Saturday night's concert is entitled Mozart's Clarinet, Haydn's London. Of course, we have on that concert the clarinet concerto by Mozart with the soloist Maxim Strykov, and we'll be completing the night with Haydn's Symphony No. 4 in D major, known as the London Symphony, one of his most popular and most well-known symphonies. The festival will have a grand finale, the Schumann Pastorale finale, which will be Sunday evening, a fantastic concert featuring Robert Schumann's piano concerto in A, performed by Stephen Buse. The last work in the program will be Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, No. 6 in F major, of course, the beloved work by Beethoven. It's his great tribute to nature, which, of course, is always a part of our lives here in Montana. So really a great, great lineup of concerts, and I'm psyched for it.
I'm talking with John Zoltek today, the music director and conductor of the Glacier Symphony. All the details are online at gscmusic.org, or go to the Montana Public Radio website as well, mtpr.org. You can also call this number 407-7000. John, we're about out of time, but there are three concerts as well. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night are chamber concerts held at St. John Paul II Catholic Church in Big Fork. Those are also 7:30 starts and will feature the fine guest musicians in chamber evenings. If people want tickets, package options, those kinds of things, best thing is to go to the website, right?
That's correct. Our website is gscmusic.org. That's gscmusic.org. Or you could simply just search Festival Amadeus and all the information comes right up, and you can look at all the exciting programs, read about the artists, and also purchase tickets. If you want the personal touch, folks can also call our Glacier Symphony office directly at 407-7000, area code 406, of course, 407-7000, and have some individual guidance to your ticket options. There are full festival passes available, pick four concert passes, and individual tickets available as well.
If you go to the festival schedule online, there are a number of open rehearsals and other events open to the public for free as well. It's all at the website. Go to gscmusic.org. I've been talking with John Zoltek today, the music director and conductor of the Glacier Symphony. Festival Amadeus begins tomorrow, Monday, August 8th, and runs all the way through Sunday, August 14th. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Michael. Wonderful to talk to you.